Hi everyone, it is 9:08 p.m. I almost said a.m. So I have a lot to catch you guys up on. I know I haven't been posting for the last couple of weeks. And mainly the reason for that is just because I've had a lot going on. I was on vacation. I was also having a problem with my account. It said I had to sign in, so I didn't feel like doing that. So I was like, well, I'm probably not going to record, but I was going to just try it and sign in. So I figured today I would go on and sign in. So trying to remember when the last time, I think the last time I had updated you guys was the week of the 21st of March. That was the last time, I believe. So, I know I had talked about how with my credit card situation, I had talked about how my credit card had gotten compromised, and the new credit card came pretty quick. It came on the 25th, so I had to go in, and I have a lot of things attached to that card, and I had to go in and basically update my payment on everything again. That was a bit of a pain. I'm not gonna lie, it was a bit of a pain. Also, I've just been working, and since that was the week I was on vacation, the week of the 25th was my last week of work until like this week basically. I was basically seeing clients and just trying to wrap things up. So I think I had 4 clients that week. This is going to basically just be like the nutshell version of what I've been up to, what's been going on, just because otherwise we'd be here all night. So I had 4 clients that week. And then I tried to squeeze in as many people as I could. I had a job interview. I was supposed to have it on that Monday, but I ended up having it on that Thursday just because one of the people on the interview panel was out sick. So I basically spent the weekend preparing. I had a friend, he used to be my counselor, but I've kept in touch with him, we're friends, and we're coworkers. So yeah, I was spending the weekend preparing, and we also had a rainstorm that weekend, so I'm glad I was home. I did have plans with a friend, but that came first, so I had to do what was more important. This is my career, so this is more important. So I went on vacation and we went to South Carolina. So I guess what we'll do is I'll talk about Easter. So for Easter on that Saturday, which was the 30th, we went to dinner with family. We had a nice family dinner. And then we went to, the next day for Easter, we stayed home. And my friend came over. He was the one I used to date. I know I talked about that in a previous episode as to why we're no longer dating. But I was basically just hanging out with him. And then the next day we had a conference call. My mom and I had a conference call with my friend, the one who we went on the vacation with. And we basically talked to her about what we had planned, the activities we wanted to do. We kind of just finalized everything. So I went, we went on our trip. We left on April 4th. And I can say this because we're already back. So we left on April 4th. Because I know you have to be careful with like putting the dates out there. Our flight was delayed by 30 minutes because the first plane was overbooked. The first flight was overbooked. So our flight was delayed. And it was a smooth flight other than some turbulence. But we got there. Basically, I'm not going to go through the whole entire trip, what we did, in order, just because that would, I'd be here all day. So basically, we had a really good time meeting up with my friend. We had the, we went to this tea garden. So basically you get to, you talked about the history of like how tea bags are made. And then we got to sample some teas, and then we got to, there was a gift shop. So we got to go to the gift shop. You could buy some of the teas to take home. You could, and then there was like tea accessories. So I got a little hand lotion, soap. I had to get little bottles of stuff, little things of liquids, because of course, you know, I was flying, I wasn't checking anything. So I got some stuff from the gift shop at the tea thing. And then we did some shopping at other places. I got fudge, which did not end up coming home with me. and then I got some keychains, and I got some pairs of earrings, and a body butter. I had to get a little one since, you know, I was flying. And I also got a lip balm from the tea garden. I actually still have some of my chocolate bunnies left from Easter. So, I know I'm kind of jumping around here. I got a lot of good stuff for Easter. I got some Skittle jelly beans. I'm not going to go into who gave me what because that would take forever, but I got 3 chocolate bunnies. One for my mom, one for my brother, one for my friend, chocolate eggs, Cadbury eggs. They're the ones that have like the hard shell. And then for Easter, I got my mom a big Reese's bunny. I got my friend the same one. And then I got her the thumb drive, the travel kit. And then my brother gave her these lint eggs. So instead of a truffle, it's an egg. And then he gave her a Ring camera. So it's an indoor camera, so my mom could watch our dog when she's not home, or when we're both out. And I forget what else. I'm not thinking about it at the moment. So, and then my brother got me one of the bunnies, and then he got me a rice cooker that you basically put in the microwave. And it's a microwave, so you can cook rice in the microwave, which is pretty cool. So back to our trip, we did a lot of eating out. We did a ton of walking. We did a lot of eating out and stuff like that. So our flight home was also a very smooth flight. It was a quick flight again. Even the flight attendants, they didn't serve snacks just because a lot of turbulence, but so as for when I came back, the job interview, I found out that I ended up getting the job. So that's really exciting. I actually, this week, I have a lot of paperwork to do. I'm just starting a new job. I need to tie up last minute things. So luckily it's with the same company, just a different role. So I have a lot of paperwork to do before the end of the month. I do have a tentative start date. I don't want to say just yet, just because I don't know for sure. But I had to meet with my supervisor today, and she saw my calendar that my morning was open. So we met today. We were talking for almost 2 hours because we had to go through my whole caseload. Basically, I had to tell her where everyone was at. So I'm going to be busy this week, and I'm going to be busy this week and next week. So because I'm starting a new job, and there's a ton of stuff I have to do, a ton of paperwork, a ton of phone calls I have to do. So for my current job, that way my supervisor and I are going to do another check-in before the end of the month. So probably not next week, but the week after. And then we're going to kind of touch base again, see where everyone's at. And then I'm going to let my clients know. I already did let them know, well, one of them, that they're going to be getting a different trainer. I let them know what's going on. So I know one lady in particular is going to miss me. I know this is, it's hard when you get attached to some clients, and I am a little sad to be, you know, leaving, but no, they say all good things must come to an end, and in life, nothing stays the same. But I've been in this role for 4 years. So, I mean, it's full time. As I was doing part time and this is full time. So that's going to be another thing to get used to. And I'm just going to definitely have to get used to it, but it's going to be an adjustment for sure, because I'm not used to working full time. It's 35 hours a week as opposed to 10 hours a week. So it's definitely going to be an adjustment. So yeah, it's Tuesday, April the 16th. I don't remember if I had mentioned that. I don't think I did, but I am now. So yeah, I think I pretty much got you guys caught up on what's been going on. I didn't really go too much into it, only because I would have been here all night, but I gave you guys the gist of what's been going on, and I wish that I did try to sign into my account and film when I was, or record when I was on my trip, but in a way, I'm kind of glad that I didn't, just because I would have had to find time, I would have been like, oh, do I want to record this or want to record that? So it was nice to have a little break, but I'm glad to be back. So I plan to take you guys along when I start this new job. Like I said, I do have a ton of paperwork I have to do. So I'm going to be pretty busy. So I already started, but I still got a ways to go. So I may need to spend some time in the office next week and have a longer work from home day on Friday, because since I was part-time, I have like a certain amount of hours I can use before I run out, and the hours reset every fiscal year, which, you know, starts in July, but I'm not even close to having used all those hours. So I'm good. I don't have to worry about that. So yeah, I'm going to be busy. So, and I was out all day today. I had to go to the office and then I had to go see a client in the afternoon. So I'm happy that I'm like easing into it now, even by spending more time in the office next week. I can't tomorrow because I have two clients, but I might bring my backpack just in case, like if I get a cancellation, I can go to a library or something, because I do have to get this paperwork done before the end of the month. So yeah, and today's the 16th, so I have 2 weeks until April ends. So I need to get this paperwork done, and then my last day, I almost said the date, but my last day would be, my current role will be on a Thursday, because at my company, they have this a rule that if you're moving into a different role, even if it's the same company but different role, you can't work on that Friday, because they usually have you start on a Monday. So that way there's a, there's a day in between jobs. So that's just the rule. It's not up to me. So yeah, I have 2 weeks to get this paperwork done. Even if I might even maybe do some tomorrow, see how things go. Maybe just not put the time in for it, because like I said, I do have to get this paperwork done before April is over. So I pretty much gave you guys a gist of what's been going on. And I didn't want to start posting again, just because you guys would be like, what's going on? What's all this paperwork, this job that we don't even know about? And I wanted to get you guys caught up. So I pretty much did. And I'm going to basically just start a new recording tomorrow. Then once I get enough segments, I will put it together. So I will talk to everyone soon.